The following is a message from Pastor Ellis Orozco of First Baptist Richardson. For more information, please visit fbcr.org.
Welcome to the Beyond the Sermon podcast. I'm Ellis Orozco, Senior Pastor of First Richardson, and this is the place where we take the sermon from last Sunday a little further to help you live with it all week long. So thanks for taking 10 minutes or so to listen. Now, this past Sunday, we talked about staying connected to God, and we studied part of Jesus' final speech to his disciples the night before his death. He knew he was leaving them physically, and at some point, they would no longer see him or be with him, and so he wanted to give them a sense of their continued connectedness to him. He would be gone from their sight, but he wanted them to know that he would still be with them. Now, one of the biggest takeaways from this last Sunday was that when it comes to staying connected to God, even though we can do our part, and I'm going to talk to you about that in this podcast, our part, even though we can do our part, the biggest part of that work is being done by God. So God the Father is the one who is keeping us connected to himself. A lot of times we want to try just really harder. We think if we just have more discipline or more time, or if we just devote or more devoted, that we can get more connected to God. When in reality, it's God who keeps us connected to himself. And so we talked this last Sunday about how he does that. But now I want to talk a little more about what you can do to stay connected to God. We said on Sunday that our job as disciples of Jesus is to obey his command. And his command is that we love each other. So we stay connected to Jesus, the vine, in direct proportion to how we obey that one command, to love each other. Sometimes we try so hard to connect to God, and you can do your quiet time and you can do Bible study. You break out the highlighters and you code the by color, your highlighting of your Bible. You listen to podcasts, to sermons, you take copious notes, you go to church every Sunday, and none of those things are bad. In fact, it's all good. And I highly recommend all of it. But Jesus tells us that to stay connected to him, we have to obey this one command, love each other. If we don't do that, then all the highlighting and all the podcasting and all the church going in the world is not going to keep us connected to God. In other words, we have to live our lives for others. Now, some of you may be new to the faith, and others of you may be interacting with the Bible today, but have not yet fully committed your life to Jesus. And I just wanted to take a little bit of time to state this right up front, that followers of Jesus, those who have fully committed their lives to him, have exchanged a few important values that have become common assumptions in the world around us. Let me put it this way. We live in a world that has taught us a particular song, an anthem. And that anthem of this world is to live for ourselves, to accumulate as much affirmation, as much comfort, and as much satisfaction for ourselves. And we hear it all the time. Words, sayings like, you only go around once in life, and go for the gusto. We're told that we're to be all that we can be, and that we should have it our way. And so we are fully convinced that life is for us. And so we should bite the apple deeply and get as much as we can for ourselves. The problem is, that isn't the Christian life. That isn't the life that Jesus calls us to live. The Bible says that followers of Jesus always acknowledge that they are not their own, that our lives are not our own, our bodies are not our own. Even the very purpose for which we live our lives is not our own. We were created to delight another. We were created to delight God. And for us, our very best day is when we are pleasing him and not ourselves. Now, the Bible says that we are born disconnected from God because of the fall of man in the Garden of Eden, and that we live more or less for our own pleasure and for our own good until we come to Christ. Until we come to Christ, we struggle to make it alone, disconnected from the power and purpose of God. But in Jesus, all of that changes. Following Jesus and surrendering to him hits a reset button on our old life. And as believers, as disciples of Jesus, we come to a new understanding about life. our views on life change, our purpose changes, and we have in that change, we have this power to live daily for Him. We learn from the Word that our choice to walk in obedience to Jesus is the true source of both joy and power in this life. Our lives have changed, and our purpose has changed. Our job, then, is to stay in this love. And the way we stay in His love is to obey His commands. And His commands are centered on this one command: love each other. So now I just want to leave you with a few thought questions, just three questions to kind of live with this week. And the first one is this: what is one thing I can do that will be totally selfless and will be a practice of loving others? I think it's important for you to find ways week in and week out to begin to express that command of loving another person. So what is one thing I can do right now that will be totally selfless and will be a practice of loving others? Second question: what small community am I a part of right now that helps me to live this way? I think it's important to understand that we are not built to do this life alone. In fact, in John chapter 15, Jesus talks about being connected to the vine, which means being connected to Him and being connected to the Father. We are built to be woven together with God and with each other, which makes us stronger so that we can live out this crazy love ethic that Jesus tells us to live out, to love other people. So we need a community. So what small community am I a part of right now that helps me to live this out? Is it a Sunday school class? Is it a life group? Is maybe a friends group, a family group, but some group of other Christians that you meet with on a regular basis as a way of living out your Christian life? Now, the third question: how can I lead others to practice Jesus's command to love others? The ultimate immaturity in your Christian life is to be able to replicate yourself, is to be able to not only be discipled by Jesus, but to begin to disciple others into Jesus's love. I hope you live with these three questions this week. I hope this podcast has been helpful to you. And again, thanks for listening.